Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They have now learned that they can behave like a nuclear power without ever needing to be one, but...
Oh, she really was right at the end there. All right, everybody. I don't know if I have ever seen a presidential administration this out of touch with the average American experience, but somehow... the Trump administration has managed to fail on all fronts. We just learned that Donald Trump's schedule for the next 3 days has been closed to all of the press. He has canceled and wiped some events off of his schedule, and this comes at a time when the Iran war is rapidly escalating once again. We cannot find an off-ramp at all. This comes at a time when ICE is currently under the microscope after murdering a 52-year-old father and then admitting they got the wrong person. And number three, this comes at a time when the Republican Party is desperately trying to cover up the state of Mitch McConnell, which is reportedly brain dead. We don't know. Maybe Mitch McConnell pops up in the news over the next week and is totally fine, but he hasn't been seen by anybody but his close family in about a month, and even his wife is currently overseas. So we're going to run through all of this. Uniquely, the Iran war, which is spiraling, escalating, and which Trump cannot get under control. Let's start off here. Donald Trump's schedule for the next 3 days is all closed press, and this is because this administration is not transparent. They are incredibly out of touch. Watch this video of J.D. Vance that is going viral where he describes his current lifestyle. And I want you to think while he's describing this, is this someone who is equipped to empathize with the average American who is struggling with rent, struggling with medical bills? A lot of people in my generation are struggling to find a job flat out. That's across all generations. Take a listen to this.
Like, my life is, dude, totally transformed. I don't go to the grocery store anymore. People go to the grocery store for me. Most of my meals, like when I cook a meal, it's like, I love to cook, actually. I'm a big baker. I like to cook for my kids as a special occasion, but I don't have to cook anymore because I've got an army of people who are willing to like cook me my food. My life is so weird. I fly around on a 757, no more TSA lines for me and the kids. It's so weird, but it can become the sort of thing that if you internalize it, you start to be an entitled asshole.
Yeah. No, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump entitled assholes? I don't know if I see it. On a more serious note, this is the exact mindset that describes Donald Trump's total apathy towards the American experience right now. A serious question to you all. And by the way, before I ask this question, make sure you drop a like on the video below. Make sure you subscribe. We are currently scaling Mockler Media behind the scenes, adding more to our staff, more to the research team. Slowly but steadily, we are trying to build an apparatus to fight back, and we need all the help we can get. So thank you all for the subscribers, the likes that you drop. But here's a quick question. Do you think Donald Trump has ever had to shop at the grocery store? I'd say no. Do you think Donald Trump has ever had to worry about some sort of medical bill and he was late on a payment for... No. He's screwed over contractors and missed payments on people that are below him. He likes to punch down. But when it comes to the actual experience of Donald Trump, he's never had to struggle with rent. He's never had to struggle with healthcare affordability. He has never had to go to the grocery store and try to budget in his head the amount of food he's able to allocate throughout the next week or 10 days for his family. He has lived a uniquely privileged life. And it's not inherently a bad thing. If he just wanted to go F off and do his own thing, then that's fine. But if you've lived this type of uniquely privileged life, you definitely do not experience or empathize with the average American who is struggling right now. This administration is so incredibly out of touch that ICE has turned into a death squad marching through the streets killing people. They had to eject Department of Homeland Security Kristi Noem. And now, Kristi Noem is reportedly getting divorced from her husband, Brian. Brian Noem is getting divorced with Kristi Noem. Former Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is divorcing her cross-dressing husband, Brian, the ex-South Dakota governor's mother claimed in a new interview. This could be because Brian cross-dresses, but I'd probably say it's more likely that Kristi Noem and Corey Lewandowski spending so much time together really put a strain on their relationship. Either way, this administration is not working for the American people. If they were, Trump would let his events be open to the press and he wouldn't be canceling the events day after day after day. The only person with a schedule this private is like Mitch McConnell right now, and we haven't seen him in basically a month. We also have new reporting that reveals Donald Trump's $400 million Qatari Air Force jet does not even have the adequate defensive capabilities. I made a video about this yesterday, but Donald Trump had to hop off of the Qatari jet, deplane, and then go on his old Air Force One after spending hundreds of millions of dollars renovating the Qatari jet because there aren't security defense capabilities on this Qatari jet. Who would have known a jet that is gifted to us from a foreign country in a corrupt manner isn't actually adequately capable of taking care of a huge threat? And this huge threat is currently derived from the spiraling Iran war that is still ongoing. So Trump has to forfeit the new jet. He has to cancel his events. He has to clear his schedule because this Iran war is spiraling so much. Let's look at some of the events that were on his schedule. Check this out. If you look at the media that would be allowed, the media in town, even though it's closed press, you see the Daily Wire on here. You see the Daily Caller. There's even one on the right where you see Timcast. That's Tim Pool. So Tim Pool is in town, and they're a part of the press pool, but the press isn't allowed into any events. Closed press. Closed press, closed press, closed press. He has shut down all of his events to the public as the Iran war continues to spiral. Donald Trump tweeted out 30 minutes ago, "The Islamic Republic of Iran has asked us to continue talks. We have agreed to do so, but the United States has stated to them in no uncertain terms that the ceasefire is over. Thank you for your attention to this matter." It's worth pointing out that Donald Trump has been saying that they're begging for a deal for months now. Donald Trump has been saying we're on the verge of a deal for months now, and the ceasefire was broken by the United States before it was broken by Iran. The simple fact is, the Memorandum of Understanding had in it that Israel has to withdraw troops from southern Lebanon and stop striking Beirut. Israel did not do that. And in my opinion, the Iranians actually intentionally put this in the memorandum because they knew the Israelis weren't going to follow suit. They knew that Benjamin Netanyahu was a war criminal, and they used that to their advantage to continue to extract maximum concessions from the United States. And here's Donald Trump lying throughout the past few months about this very war.
They want to make a deal.
When they want to make a deal so badly.
I do see a deal in Iran. It's looking very good that we're going to make a deal. This process should go very quickly. We're going to end that war very quickly. We're in the final throes of what will be a very, very good deal.
And they want to make the deal a lot more than I do. We have our deal done with Iran, and it should be successful.
We're making an amazing deal with Iran.
They want to make a deal with us very badly.
They're dying to make a deal. They're giving us a lot.
They want to make a deal so badly.
Dude, this is like so much projection that it's almost just a spotlight beaming into the sky. He is projecting so hard because he is the one who is desperate for a deal. He's so desperate that Iranians can smell blood in the water. Trump is realizing that the carrot doesn't work, but neither does the stick. He's not able to negotiate. He's not able to strike them and get any concessions, so he is just stuck. The Iranians have effectively neutered Donald Trump's ability to either negotiate or strike because they can reclose the Strait of Hormuz at any moment, as they did this week, as they have continued to do. Let me show you this clip of Scott Jennings getting absolutely cooked by another Republican on Newsnight with Abby Phillip. This is Caroline Sunshine, and she is not a Democrat. She is a Republican that is against the Iran war and cooks Mr. Scott Jennings, friend of the show. He's not a friend of the show, but Mr. Scott Jennings gets absolutely cooked here because he has no answer.
He doesn't want to do something that tanks the market.
Guardrails for what? To go back to a world where we're all rainbows and unicorns with the Iranians? They've been at war with us for 47 years.
The first time I've ever heard about the 47-year Iran war was like this year. Like, we don't teach about the 47-year war with Iran in school. Like, it's insulting to actual conflicts
that we've been intelligence that you have no idea what the Iranians have
been
done
at war with Iran
for 47 years.
How many Americans have they killed on U.S. soil in 47 years in the war that we've
They have killed thousands of Americans. They have maimed American soldiers.
Yeah,
they have attacked American allies. And they have been at war with the West for ever since this regime came to power. And it is their intention to build a nuclear weapon and use it on us and use it on Israel and use it on the West. That is their intention, and they state it every day.
No, they intend to just keep using the Strait of Hormuz. They have now learned that they can behave like a nuclear power without ever needing to be one. But
she really was right at the end there. Iran now has more regional control than they had before this war because they're able to continue to control the Strait of Hormuz, and it's despicable. Scott Jennings growing a beard, number one, doesn't make him look more masculine. Number two, doesn't cover up the fact that he has been lying on this very show for months and months and months about this war. Like, I'm not even kidding. He sits there and tries to act like this war is going their way when we are on week 20 of the 4 to 6 week war. We might even be near week 25. This war is continuing to spiral out of control. And Caroline Sunshine makes a really, really good point there. It's also worth pointing out that this goes perfectly in line with what I said when I was with Scott Jennings on air that made him blow up on me, if you guys remember this. I said, we're sitting next to the same people who defended prior wars. Scott Jennings, when he was working under the Bush administration, would defend any war with a country that began with the letters IRA. It used to be Iraq, now it's Iran. He wants wars to continue in the Middle East because he's incentivized to. That's the type of neocon that he is. I'm glad Caroline Sunshine called him out on that, but he has got to stop lying about this when the United States is currently depleting our missile stockpiles. According to the CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, we have depleted one-third to one-half of our missile interceptors and our stockpiles. Our country is in danger. According to Eric Nuttall, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is now about 19 million barrels away from an estimated minimum operating level. There very soon will no longer be a safety buffer to protect the world from further losses out of the straits. My foreign policy advisor also pointed out that at the bottom of the oil reserves, there's a lot of unusable sludge. Like over time in the oil reserves, it begins to separate out almost like salad dressing, where there'll be different thicknesses, if that makes sense. And some of the oil goes to the bottom, turns into sludge that is not burnable and not usable. So there are reports that we are running even lower on our strategic petroleum reserves, and we are very close to running out entirely. This is catastrophic. And what is Donald Trump doing? Holding multiple closed-door meetings, canceling events, swapping planes while making fun of Americans' need for housing. It's all despicable. And I'm going to leave it there. One more time, the Mockler Media feed is going to continue to push for a better country, continue to push for a better vision, and we need all the help we can get. So if you made it this far, drop a like, make sure you subscribe, stay tuned for all the videos. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.